We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. We're at One Bills Drive with the season opener approaching the Bills and the Patriots. And in the lineup in this game, a guy who many people wondered, I think, months ago whether he'd be here. He is Scott Chandler. He is in studio with us. How about you? Was there a point, last December, January, when you thought, this is going to be a while, I might not be around at the start of next season?
Well, I didn't really know back then. And, I think that when I got to this spring and I felt like I did, I thought that was kind of when I was like, all right, I'm going to be fine. And, I think that's where I'm at. I feel fine.
You still have to be careful with how much workload you give to your injured knee, or do you have to be careful what you do in practice, or not at all?
No, not at all. I take every rep that I would take, like I did last year during practice. And, I'm not missing any days or anything. I just, I make sure to get the treatment that I need, but even that's, kind of trending down. I'm feeling good. I'm 100%.
Pretty quick recovery. Would you agree?
Yeah. I think that every guy's different with that. Yeah. I think that you're starting to see guys come back quicker and quicker. The doctors are obviously getting better in the rehab guys. You know what you need to do and stuff, but, I feel good, and, I think I'm where I need to be.
Were there some tough weeks or months, Scott, maybe even the winter, or maybe even, when you got to training camp, when you really doubted how this was going, and, whether you could make it, but yeah, how tough it might be to get back in the lineup?
Yeah, I think training camp was the biggest wake-up call. Right. I really expected to just be in there and be ready to go full speed, and I think after that first night, I felt really good, and then all of a sudden, my knee swelled up, and I got sore here and there. But I can't say enough about the coaches and trainers working with me, and really getting me to the point now where it's not an issue at all, and I'm not swelling up, I'm not sore after practice. I'm just feeling good every day.
Scott Chandler, Bills tight end, our guest, getting set for your third kickoff Sunday with the Bills. Your first one pretty memorable. We talked about that almost a year ago, that game against Kansas City when you caught two touchdown passes. You still think of that as one of your best, maybe most memorable games in the league?
Yeah, I think that probably individually is. It was such a great start to our season, going on the road and getting a big win, and then for me personally to get, really to start my first year as the starter and, to have such a big game, it was one of those, moments.
And you can still feel it now 2 years later, I guess, huh?
Oh, yeah, I get chills thinking about that game and getting to – my older sister was there for that one, and she's actually going to be here for this one, so hopefully we can have a repeat performance.
It's a good omen.
Yeah.
What have been your favorite games besides that one in your couple of years here with the Buffalo Bills? There have been a lot of wins. We all know that, but there has to be some highlights for you as a team or as an individual.
Beating the Patriots at home
was
obviously a great point. And then that game up in Toronto where we took it to the Redskins, both offensively and defensively, was fun. And those are the kind of games that stand out. When I look back to last year, there weren't as many of those, and it was a tough year for us. And, the good thing about having a new year is, it's just that it's a new start. We're a different team, and, obviously we need to be a different team, different mentality, different approach, and we need to go out there and show the league that we can play.
It's interesting when I hear you say we need to be a different team, and I've heard that echoed from some of your teammates. I think of Eric Wood, guys who've been here for a few years, who have enjoyed playing here, have not enjoyed losing, and they sort of embrace the change. And I would put you in that class too. It seems you embrace the demands, the expectations that a new coaching staff puts on you.
Yeah, I was watching the game against the Patriots last year, just earlier today.
Really?
And it was kind of making me sick to, we got up like 21-7.
The game at New England or?
No, the game here.
Okay.
And
okay. Sure.
And I start watching, and at the start of every series, it's, 21-14, 21-21, 28-21, 35-21. And it's just making me sick that, we're sitting there and stuff's going bad and we're not doing anything about it. And it's just happening and it's continuing to get worse. We're turning the ball over and we're just not making plays as a team, in an offense. And, that's the kind of thing that we can't let happen this year. We have to let we can't let adversity affect us like it did last year. We've got to answer the call a little better.
You know, I watched last night, Scott. I watched the game at New England when the Bills played with the Patriots, and yet there were so many penalties early on. And I thought that, and I just watched the first half last night. It was like midnight, one in the morning. But I thought if they could eliminate those penalties, I mean, you had a chance to beat them at the end when Fitz threw the interception in the end zone there. But who knows what that score might have been without those early penalties in that game? The margin, I guess this is the point that you may be making, and I'm trying to make, the margin between the Patriots and the Bills, even though it's been a lopsided series, the margin is not as great as it might appear. Do you agree?
Well, I think the thing that has made the Patriots so consistently good over the years is they don't turn the ball over and they take advantage of turnovers. And if you can protect the ball against them and you can get a couple turnovers like we did 2 years ago at home,
right,
then you can beat them. But there's not that big margin for error. You can't turn the ball over. You can't have a lot of penalties. Last year, I think when we played there, we put ourselves behind the eight ball early. You know, we actually started that first drive pretty well, got a couple first downs, and then we ended up having like third and 25 or something.
Yeah, I think there were two or three penalties in a row.
Yeah, and you can't do that because they are great, and Brady is great at taking advantage of turnovers and penalties and field position and all kinds of things like that. They play really good situational football. So we've got to be smart, take care of the ball, and you know, if we can control it in the run game, I think we'll do well.
Talking with Scott Chandler, Bills tight end, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. New quarterback name today, EJ Manuel. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I think we're excited. We believe that EJ can be a guy who can do a lot of great things for us. Obviously, a smart guy and a physically imposing guy who's also, he can throw the football all over the place. He can run the ball. And, you know, we think that he's going to be a guy who can do a lot of good things for us.
You know, I was talking to Stevie Johnson about this earlier today about, and when EJ came in first week in May, you kind of look at a great physical specimen with a big, strong arm. And he's been here for a couple months. You forget about that. But I almost had to remind myself, this guy can make the throws. Like you said, this guy's got a big, strong arm, the likes of which has not been seen around here in a while.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing on the football field that he can't do physically.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of guys around him, too. You know, we have two running backs who are really, really good. And, you know, that's the great thing about him, for him, is he just has to be EJ. He doesn't have to be anybody superhuman. He doesn't have to, you know, win games for us. We have guys that can win games. He has to do what he can do, which is a lot. And, you know, we expect a lot from him, but we think he can do the job.
There was a lot made of the kind of the chemistry that you had with Ryan Fitzpatrick. How do you develop that chemistry with EJ, with any new quarterback? Does it just take time?
Yeah, it does. And, I think from the quarterback's perspective, the more you see a guy make plays and catch the ball when you need him to, the more you want to go to him. And as a receiver, you know, it's the same thing. Hey, throw it to me and I'm going to make plays. Then you're going to build that trust in me. So, you know, the more we get to practice together, the more and more we get to play together, I think that'll continue to build.
What your thoughts on this offense, in particular the pace of this offense, which was pretty spectacular during training camp and in the preseason games. We expect to see more of that, I would think, as the season moves on, right?
Yeah, I think that's who we are, and that's who we want to be. We want to push the tempo, and, you know, we want to control that. And, you know, I think that, you know, this it'll help us a lot. We're running more plays and getting the defense tired.
Yeah, well, on the defense tired thing, that may be something that you didn't get a chance to see in preseason because, you know, the starters didn't play that long into the game. The benefits of that fast pace maybe weren't apparent in preseason games.
Well, I mean, I don't think we got to see what would happen in the fourth quarter, but I think even on some of the drives, you know, the longer drives, you see them get tired. And, you know, if you're out there on defense for 11, 12 plays, it's pretty tiring because, you know, you're reacting a lot on defense. On offense, we actually, you know, a lot of times we know where we're going or you know, about where the guy's going to be, but they have to react, and it just takes a little bit more out of you, I think.
With that in mind, has the conditioning level been amped up here? Do you feel like offensively you guys are better conditioned than you were?
I think that it's different. You know, I don't know that – yeah, I mean, I'm sure we're in better shape, but – we're in better shape for what we need to do. You know, we're able to go fast and run a lot of plays, and you know, I think that's going to behoove us. It's going to be good for us.
Scott, part of going fast is to call the plays at the line of scrimmage. How have you guys? I mean, I don't detect a lot of hiccups in that regard in the preseason games where people didn't get the play call. How have you managed to do that and make it look pretty seamless and almost effortless to get the plays called and to run the right plays?
Yeah, you know, if you talk to Coach Hackett, Nate, he thinks that it's probably easier. he doesn't like the huddle. He thinks that there's too much confusion in the huddle. So, I mean, it's not a big deal. It's just different from what you do. But, we've been doing it for however many years. Whether in the 2 minute, you still have to communicate that way. And I think the more you do it, the easier it becomes.
Have your responsibilities been, pared down? Do you have less to worry about? Because you would think the playbook cannot be that complex if you're able to call plays at the line.
It's about the same. And, I mean, really, it's about the same as what we had last year. I've been in other teams where there's so many plays, your head's spinning on Sunday because all of a sudden we called a play that we didn't even get a chance to rep in practice. That's not going to happen, which is nice. But, I think when you get to a certain point, you get a lot more comfortable with things. And, you don't even have to think about what the call is. You look across and you start to think about what the defense is doing. Your assignment is just kind of innate.
Scott, Coach Marone came in and talked about, the next era of Bills football, the new era of Bills football, changing the culture. Is it too soon to say, have you noticed that? Have you detected that at all as you approach this season opener?
Well, there's definitely a different approach from the coaching staff and everything. But, we have to, as players, we have to be the biggest part of that change. The coaches can only do their part, but as players, we have to go out there and we have to change what we're doing on the field, and that's going to be the ultimate measure.
What do you think the atmosphere will be like Sunday, 1 o'clock?
Hopefully it's just raucous. Hopefully it's...
You've seen some of those days.
Yeah, hopefully it's, I can't imagine that an opener against the Patriots is going to be... I think it's going to be going wild, and we want the fans out there being wild. It's going to be great.
Do you think EJ knows what it's going to be like? Does he have any idea how noisy it'll be?
I think he's probably got. I think he's probably played some games that were pretty big.
You're right.
So I think that, I don't know. I don't think you can get caught up in that, especially as a quarterback. He's got to just focus on his job. So everybody, be really quiet when we're on offense, and then cheer really loud when we score.
Scott, thanks very much.
Yep, thank you.
Tight end Scott Chandler, our guest, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. We're from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.